DFW Mobile. CEF Mobile. In 4TFW, how we going to do it on this Friday?
All right, I'm only on my way to work. Yeah, fun morning with the septic system still messed up.
Need more rain tonight.
Yeah, I got woken up at 2 this morning because something happened in the boys' bathroom and it was flooding over. So I woke up ill this morning. My wife's like, what are we supposed to do? And I'm just like, we were supposed to call somebody to come out. And it just devolved from there.
It's out fast, huh?
Fortunately. I mean, I'm like, we got to call somebody. Just quit worrying about trying to stretch it out and hope everything goes good. Just call somebody. It costs some money. That's what it is. That's what you work for.
You can do for yourself is like dig the top up and see if it's from the tank to the house or if it's the tank out to the field lot. You know, that's about all you can determine. If it's, you know, the tank to the house, you might can fix something, but if it's, you know, the field line, yeah, you got to get a professional out there.
See, we're boy scouting the dishes and everything else. I had 3 pans, one with hot water and soap, another one to rinse, and then a little bleach water to put everything in. I mean, we're doing everything we can not to put water down the drain. And, you know, while it'll work a little bit and it'll drain the water down, it just won't, it can't take much. And after yesterday, I feel like it should have been able to drain fairly normally.
Got in one of the field lines because it went from working to not working, right?
Yeah, well, I was hoping it was all that massive rain we got last weekend or whatever it was, but I don't know. I don't know if that's it or not. It's too convenient.
I said, big tank, we put in that Ridex. You know what I mean? That'll keep all the solids down big time, cause especially if you're running the washing machine into it.
Looking into that in the future. See what to do, but man, being on septic tank, yeah, you don't have to pay wastewater utilities, but I don't know, it's such a pain in the butt now.
And then until it screws up, right?
Oh man, I'm glad it's Friday.
Half a day tomorrow, I haven't decided yet. Probably will.
Half a day tomorrow?
Far behind in that, and I got a couple of projects, and they're starting this 5S stuff and that, so I got a bunch of stuff I can do.
Fences, are you talking about like the sort and shine and standardize and all that, or is it a different 5S?
Same one, where everything gets piled up where nobody knows where it's supposed to be.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we do 6S. We added the safety on this.
My storage areas, you know, half of the stuff that's in there don't belong. Well, we may need this. And it's like, well, this one is still good, and that won't hold on to it. Well, damn, it's still good. Why'd you take it off?
I think every company does that. They, you know, people don't want to get rid of stuff, which is understandable because you spend money on it. But, you know, once stuff gets old, it needs to be thrown away.
Because you take it off, it's like, well, we might could still use that. It's like, damn, it was already obsolete. it's mostly about hoarding and getting rid of your junk.
Well, I feel at home too.
Man, I hate to part with some of it though. It's like, man, I've already bought it, and I know that it will. You know, if it hits the fan, we'll need it. But man, it just takes up a lot of space.
Do a 6S or 5S the house, but you won't hear nothing of it.
Thumbs up. I'll be able to move all my house plants outside because I got a bunch of really big pots and that really tall plants that I need to get back outside. They're taking up all kinds of space in my garage.
Same thing in the house. I've got my banana trees in the house. and my wife's yucca cane plant. Both of those take up, they're fairly large pots that are sitting in the house.
6 or 7 foot palm trees and a plumeria inside, and about 3 or 4 plumerias and all kinds of big leafed plants out in the garage.
Warm that way, they get some sun during the winter.
A bit of sun in the garage because of the way the sun hits the windows and everything. And the one in the house, they seem to be doing pretty decent right now.
Yucca cane, that thing was looking rough, so I went in the attic and dug out an old grow light that I had that I bought for seed starting, and I hung it above it. It's been doing a lot better. And then the banana plant, I put it up under it too, so they get a little bit of light now, but I'm ready to get them out of the house.
Light on my cactus and on my, I got a little terrarium that I built, and that, and it's doing pretty good.
Had a little built spot to hang it, but yeah, right now that grow light, I just got a little J-hook hanging from the ceiling.
Little stand with like 3 lights on it, and I only got 1 light on it right now, and it's a real low wattage.
That's how much it helped. I mean, like I said, my wife's plant, boy, it was looking rough, and I stuck in the bathroom shower and just soaked the soil and let it drain out, and then mounted that grow light while it was draining, and probably within maybe a week been in that grow light running at 12 hours a day, it was perking up pretty good.
Started on finishing up my raised garden out there, and then I got it about half full of compost and grass and stuff like that. I got to start putting some better media in it now.
Started on mine, and I keep procrastinating and putting it off, and I just need to do it 1 weekend. I want to build thought about whenever I build mine, I'm going to put some hoops over it, you know, use some PVC piping and build a small greenhouse. That way you can put some plastic over top of it, and that way I can grow some things a little bit longer and start stuff a little bit earlier. I mean, it's almost too late now, but I mean, for the most part, you can be able to grow lettuce a little bit later in the season.
Try to do put something over the top of it so that, like you said, you could extend the growing season and get some, you know, winter vegetables to help the soil, you know, when it starts getting cooler, especially like some lettuce and that.
Amazon sells some heaters, and I guess they're made for greenhouses. I don't really know for sure, but I was reading about them, and I've got one on my Amazon wish list. That way, if I do build one, I can put a heater inside of it. And they say with those, you can grow most of the year.
I got one of them little, I don't know, 6x8 greenhouses with the, you know, plastic panels in it and that. And it's like, man, on a winter day with the sunshine on it, you'll burn some stuff up in there if you don't, you know, if you're not home all the time to open the vent and close the vent.
I wonder how you keep it regulated.
And you can buy a temperature activated opener, you know what I mean? So it kind of opens and closes and that. But man, I burned up a lot of stuff inside there. Right now, all I got is some guava plants in there.
Listen, I've been looking. I've probably been looking for greenhouses for the last couple of years. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. You know, most of them, if you buy them, if you want a decent size one, they're fairly expensive. And I know they're not that hard to build. I mean, it's just, like I said, I've seen different plans with PVC pipes and just putting the plastic sheeting over top of it. Seems like a fairly simple project.
$200 for this one. And that, but it's all aluminum frame, and then the panels slide in. And it's not really very heavy. You know, I built it in the yard and then moved it over to where I needed it to be.
I might have to look for one of those. I hadn't seen anything with paneling on it yet. Not for that price, but I'm going to keep keep shopping around. I grow some cool season vegetables like your lettuces and stuff all year long.
If you let it get up to 70 degrees outside and you got that vent closed, man, it'll be 130 in there. The plants won't be able to stand it.
Look into it before I do finally build one. How to ventilate it if it gets too hot.
And be able to keep hardly anything in it in the summertime unless you give it some shade somehow.
I can find like a kit, but man, they're just so expensive. I mean, most of them I've looked at are fairly expensive. I've seen some of the small ones that aren't too bad, and they don't get bad reviews. Like I think there's one on Amazon. It's like $56. Not bad. You're not gonna put a ton in it, but you know, you can grow a few things and put your houseplants in it.
Mine, I was going to put houseplants in it, put a little heater in it, but the problem was most of the pots are too big to go through the door, and the door's like 2 feet.
Yeah, that problem with my wife's plant and my banana plant. Banana this year.
And that, you know, as long as you can keep it well watered and everything, should do pretty good.
Year since I planted it, it grew really well and it got pretty tall, but I don't think it was well established. I'm hoping this year, since it's established, maybe I'll actually get some banana plants. And the fact that it kept growing during the winter, I was very surprised by that.
Well, you know, have them in the yard and they'll be, you know, 8 foot tall with huge leaves, and then it dies back in the winter, and then it comes back. It's like, man, I don't know how it grows that tall just in a season.
Super fast. I mean, watching the leaves come out of it are just, it's unreal. I mean, you can just, over the course of a few days, you'll see a leaf grow, you know, a foot or two tall, and then it'll unfurl itself. It's just, I don't know, it's a crazy plant to watch.
I'd plant it in the yard, but the dog kept digging it up.
I was tempted to plant mine in the yard, and you know, a lot of people say just put mulch over them and stuff like that, but I'm scared to do it near the pool, because I mean, it does, you know, the plant is underground and the leaves are what you see come up. I'm afraid that it'll run up underneath the pool and try to come up underneath the pool.
We're gonna look for some water, and then for sure.
Too many chances. That's why I put it in the pot, but I may end up moving it out in the yard at some point. I just have to find a good spot for it away from the pool.
I could flake them pretty good bit. KN4 TFW.
I wonder why that would be. I wonder if it's a root structure or something.
You know, enough sandy dirt where they couldn't build the nest very well. I guess that might work.
I may end up doing it one day, but the plus side is I like it up on the deck because it gives the pool the tropical look, you know, so hopefully I'm gonna try to keep it in the pot if I can, but I may end up having to move it out in the yard at some point. I did.
Patrick asked that yesterday, and I haven't heard it this morning since we've been talking, but then it did it yesterday, and that, but it seems like it's a long time in between.
It's going off every 10 minutes, because I haven't ID'd yet. KN4 CEF.
Reminder, isn't it? KN4 TFW.
Right, cause you just, if you line yours up with it, you'll at least do it every 10 minutes. Because I pull it in, I'm like, man, I've been on the road a good little while. I hadn't heard it yet.
As time goes by.
Hopefully my class will go by today quickly.
The meme this morning, it was that Jen Psaki saying that they've destroyed the Russian economy. And it's like, well, man, that's awesome. Two economies in 1 year. Way to go, Blue.
Pretty funny. And it's true. They might not want to admit it, but we can blame it on the war all we want, but it's definitely not. Ours is not a direct relation to that, because it was going downhill long before that. KO4CEM.
There's the repeater hears you when you're talking about it IDing and that, and it goes ahead and does it. And that, but yeah, it was definitely going south, and then now you got half the stuff in China shut down and that, so it's, man, it's going to get bad.
I mean, even so right now we're looking at being impacted by April, and we're just going to change some of the models we run, I guess, that don't need certain harnesses from Ukraine or something like that.
Long it be before you guys got affected by it.
But they got a plan in place, but we basically, we're not running any Russian models. They canceled all those. And, but yeah, we're swapping over to and my plant that I'm in now, we're running a 4-cylinder. I guess it probably doesn't have as extensive a wiring harness.
Models have the least, right?
That would be my guess. More minutes before I wander on in the plant.
You gotta stall it off as long as you can.
So yesterday and today I basically go in, do the meeting, make sure my team's good, and then I'll leave right around 8 o'clock to get to class at 8:30.
Wait for class.
On the campus, it's not far, it's just I just go out of here, hit 101, and then you immediately turn back into the main entrance of the plant, and they got the training center right in the main entrance.
Over there?
Not at all. It's all trees and everything else. And the way these people drive up down the road, I wouldn't recommend it. Because last month when we did the class, we got out probably around 2 o'clock on Friday. So I'm hopeful she'll do that again this Friday and we'll get out of here at a good time.
You. And that you can get an early start. Patrick said you guys were going to the ham fest.
It's a plan, but if I can get my wife to call the septic tank guy, maybe if I can, I at least want to try to get him out this weekend if he can. Because I can't keep the way we're having to do it right now, not hardly washing anything, or, you know, can't, got to time your showers right and everything else. It's just, man, I'm not wanting to live like this for long.
Power went down, you didn't have any.
But for this, we do have it. And she would have called Thursday, because it was going Thursday. I'm like, you know, if we'd have just called then, we probably could have had somebody out here by now. But, you know, she wanted to put it off, which is fine. I mean, I didn't want to spend the money either, but, you know, after yesterday, with it not raining, everything should have been a lot better. At least drained a little bit more, but it didn't seem like it was getting better.
Just pop up part of the lid where I can see the incoming, and then like flush the toilet and make sure that all that water came down. You know what I mean? And it wasn't somewhere else.
When they came out, of course, you know, it had been 13 years in the house, and it was a big, I guess they call them fat birds from all the grease and stuff that it collected at the drain pipe. So they got rid of that last time, and we try not to put any kind of grease down it now. And I got rid of my disposal. I mean, we've done a pretty good bit to try to keep it from happening again, but I mean, I know we're supposed to do it every 2 to 5 years, depending on what articles you read, so we might be due for it. I really don't know, and I don't know, so yeah. I don't know what my weekend is going to hold now, so we'll see.
People shouldn't have heard anything. I mean, all that's compostable. If you got enough microscopic bugs in there, they should eat up all of the solids, especially when it's warm. And then, you know, and it should, once you put new water in there, it stirs it up and washes all that out. So, I mean, it should work good.
The things that when they come out last time they had asked about, and with, you know, when I put the new sink in, I didn't put the disposal back in it. And you know, depending on where you read, I don't remember if it was the South Carolina DHEC website or what, but you'll see them where they talk about really not running a disposal with a septic system, because the bacteria is usually more geared towards human waste and not so much food waste. But yeah, I would agree with you. I don't understand it, but I know that's just one of the things they say. But well, I guess I need to get on in the plant and get ready and do this meeting and hopefully get out of here today. But 7-3 to you. Be safe on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this weekend or something. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Some weekend and get it worked out, and maybe I can catch you over the weekend. KN4 CFW.
Just want to wish you a good shot, Mother.
Chandler, KN4 TFW.
Thanks, sir.
Happy Friday.
Yep.
What I did this morning. What's up?
Just wish I had something light on to drive, like the V8.
Big truck beside me.
I just wish I had something loud to drive.
Loud to drive, then it just mess up your ears. Trust me, it'll do it.
You can live without much hearing, trust me.
Not all it's going to be is a magnet for the police.
If I drive it appropriately, it shouldn't be.
Be loud, so that doesn't sound like you're going to be driving it appropriately.
Just want it to sound, not the speed. Low horsepower, 305, something like that. I run motorcycle. Yeah, I get locked up to the police, might think it's a magnet. It's really not, but yeah, I understand why.
Loud, but I don't have any now.
Except at least one. Everybody needs a phone call. So how are you doing this morning, sir?
Good. Almost to work and that, so almost ready to get my day started.
Well, that sounds good. You sell tools, am I right?
That's Patrick.
Hey, I was wondering if you said that. That's him. I'm sorry. I'm always going to get that confused. I am writing down call signs, and I'm putting names of call signs now, so I should be able to remember somewhat. You know, when I'm not driving, I can just put my phone out, not to look, and I can get the call sign and the name right.
When I first started, it's like, man, how are you going to remember all those letters and call signs and names and that? But after you've been doing it a little bit, it's hearing the call sign is just like hearing their name.
I appreciate the kind words there, sir. I really do. Getting work and having meetings and stuff, what's on the agenda for your work day?
Not too much. We got a big cleanup going on, so I got to do that. Kind of chase down some parts that are late, figure out where they're at. But other than that, not too much.
I remember now, you're the parts manager. You keep track of parts at the plant. Now that's really cool. I hope you have a good day doing that. I know that sometimes in a plant you can have some pretty fun times. Other times it's just too stressful at moments.
Right, Annette, but it has some stressful times when you're looking for something and you can't find it, or the delivery's way out. And then, I mean, I got some valves that we like to use, but they're a year out. So you know, I had to find some kind of suitable substitute, so I'm working on that. Calling one of our sister plants to see what they use.
Well, how many plants do you guys have? It sounds like you got a couple.
30 all over the world.
Wow. Hang on a second. I was talking to somebody yesterday evening. You're not the guy that works at the Zillion Budget, are you?
Yeah, that was Andrew. He got off about the time you got on.
Okay, I understand now. KD, so your call is paying for something, W, right?
For TFW, and Andrew was KO4CEF.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do what I did yesterday. I'm going to, when I get to my destination, if you're still on here, I'll get my phone out and I'll grab the call sign and your name from you. That way, I can have your call sign somewhere where I can look at it and remember it.
In time, it'll just be second nature after a while. You know, there's a program you can get on your phone, an app. I think it's called Ham Radio Call. And you can type in their call sign and it'll tell you their name and what license they hold and how far it is to their destination and everything like that.
I'll definitely have to take a look into that. Thanks for letting me know about it.
On the road to the gate and that, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day today. And then maybe I can catch you this afternoon. But if not, I hope you have an awesome weekend. KN4 TFW 73.
73 to you too, sir. Thank you for the key, sir.